Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an arrow ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, same podcast, 1 year apart, year two.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod.
F.
Yeah, that's so true, bestie. Kayla?
Yeah?
What do we have going on?
I got a new microphone.
That's so true. Kayla, her new microphone is here. Mine is not, so maybe you can hear the difference. Maybe you can't, but just
maybe
know
it's Maybelline.
Maybe for us, emotionally, there is a big difference, even if you can't hear it.
For me, it emotionally feels better because it looks a lot nicer, and our old ones were just getting rusty.
Jank.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have my new mic next week. Do we have any housekeeping?
We wanted to say at the top of this episode, in case people didn't listen to the end of last episode, was it Stephanie?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie Hawk.
If you're listening, just in case you didn't, because we haven't heard
Sabrina.
From you. Sabrina. I'm so sorry, Sabrina. Sabrina, if you're listening, I don't think we've heard from you, unless we missed it, that I think maybe your parents got you a patronage for Christmas, and if you didn't listen to all the way through the episode, you wouldn't have heard it. So this is a call for Sabrina.
Please, Hawk.
Sabrina.
Hauk? Hauk would be how you would pronounce it, like in German.
Sabrina. Are you out? Sabrina, are you out there?
Yeah, we're just saying it here because we know no one listens to the end of our podcast, except for, you know,
the diehard fans.
Yes. Okay. Kayla?
No.
Too bad. What are we talking about this week?
This week, we're doing our second installment of same podcast, different year.
True. Very true. So last year, we did this for the first time, inspired by
Billie Eilish.
this interview that she did with, I think, Vanity Fair every year that they've been doing with her for several years. And they give her the same interview questions every year.
Yeah.
And then she answers them. And then you can, you know, compare her past responses. And so we were like, let's do that for our podcast. We are here on year two. It's actually been a year and a week, but don't worry about it.
We don't need to talk about it.
It's fine. So we're just going to do that. We're just going to do that this week. And hopefully it will be still entertaining for the class and not just
us.
Okay, Kayla, here's your first question.
Yeah.
What's your NAM?
My NAM is Kayla Marie Kazika.
So true, bestie.
What's your name?
My name is Sarah Costello.
Nice.
I didn't go for the middle name. Should I have?
That's very up to you.
Like, should I also get my social security number?
Yeah. Is that not one of the questions on this?
Oh, I'll add it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, what's today's date?
Today's date is Wednesday, December 8th at 10:34 p.m. Central Time.
Maybe give the year?
Oh, sorry. 2021.
You dumbass.
2021.
For me, it is that same day and year, but it's 8:34 p.m. Pacific time.
Ooh, time zones.
Time zones. Kayla, how old are you?
am I 24? Normally
a pause that long, I would cut the pause down, but I think I need to leave that in for effect.
I was very close to confidently saying 22, but
you're 24.
I think I'm 24.
I know you're 24.
I really, for a second, I really, really, really thought I was 22.
I would say it was more than a second. It was a long pause.
Wow, that's tough. Anyway, how old are you?
I'm also 24.
That's tough,
send
huh?
the help. But I'm more That's confident tough. About it than you are, I think.
But it's not fair because you're always the same age as me or littler.
Yeah.
It's easier for you.
But my my age math is harder because my birthday is at the end of the year.
I don't know.
You know, like if someone's like,
no.
Oh, because if someone's like, how old are you? And you don't fucking remember, you can say, oh, what year is it? That minus 1997. But because my birthday's in October, sometimes that only works if it's after my birthday.
You say so.
Anyway, how do you identify? First of all, I identify as a human person. This is step one.
Yes, I am a human person. I am a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I probably had a much more confident answer for this last year.
Oh, you certainly did.
Did you read the transcript or anything?
I glanced over it on a couple of the questions, but I didn't like read the whole thing.
Okay, I didn't read anything.
I have it in front of me if you want me to check anything.
Okay, I am demisexual. I am maybe biromantic.
It's a fun surprise.
I had a very biromantic experience in the mall the other day. So,
oh boy, howdy. Did you really?
I really, really did.
Sometimes you just gotta. Sometimes you just gotta be bi in the mall.
Yeah. That's not the single reason I'm questioning it. It's just, it just happened recently to me. So.
Incredible. Incredible work all around.
Yeah.
But this is why we asked these questions at the beginning. Because we were like, oh, these probably won't change, but maybe they will.
Maybe next year I'll be really confident again. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? I identify as a human person. I identify as a woman who doesn't care about gender. But also that one, a woman.
Here's one thing is I think that's gonna be different next year.
Kayla's just making predictions.
Bold prediction by me. I think we should start doing predictions for these two.
Oh my
Bold
God.
Prediction by me. That's going to be somehow different next year.
Okay. And I'm Arrowace still. That hasn't changed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Next question. How many Twitter followers does the pod have?
I have to check on that one. It's 8-something. I took Twitter off my home screen for health reasons, so now I have to go look it up.
I just went back and checked to see what we had last year, so this will be fun.
I got it very wrong. We have 8-something on Instagram. We have 6,819 followers on Twitter.
Okay. Last year we had 4,588.
Dang. That's pretty good.
Yeah. How many, just a follow-up question for fun, how many Twitter followers do you have on your personal?
1-something, I think. 1,165.
1,163. Oh, I'm coming for you.
You really are. You're already winning on Instagram personal. You don't need to do this to me. You really don't.
Well, would it make you feel any better to know that on my Stan Twitter, I have 114?
Why does that matter to me?
It's just a much smaller number.
I'm 200 behind you on Instagram.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I finally got the feature on Instagram where you can take off the like count.
Oh, I don't know if I have that.
And like all my cool friends are doing that, so now I'm doing that.
Oh, shit. Jeez. I guess I'm not one of your cool friends. Anyway.
No.
Next question. How many patrons does the pod have?
Now I have to go look up that. How many did we have last year while I'm looking?
We had 101 last year. It would be funny if we had less this year.
That would be funny. We have 150.
150? A clean number? 150?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's wild.
What are you guys fucking doing?
Why are you doing that? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
What y'all doing?
Don't stop. But, like, also, what?
Also, don't you have something better to put your money at? What are you doing?
Okay. Next one. Do you have a job? If so, what is it?
I don't think I had a job when we did this last year.
You did not.
And I was very sad about it. But I have a job now, and I work at Niche, and I do marketing. Mm-hmm. And that's what our scholarship came from, is that company.
Yeah.
I don't know who won yet. I need to ask. I keep forgetting.
Should find out. I work at the same job I did last year.
Congratulations.
But I am actively trying to leave it.
And it's okay for her to say that because they know.
Oh, my bosses are getting me the interviews. They're the like
just so no one is like, hey, maybe don't say that on the air. Like, they know. It's okay.
My bosses are fully aware that I'm trying to leave. They already hired one of my replacements. Because they're replacing me with two people because I'm just that good.
She's too good, folks.
And one of my replacements has already basically replaced me. So they
love that.
My bosses have gotten me most of my job interviews.
So anyway, if you want to hire, hire Sarah,
yeah, anyone here looking for, writers' room support, staff of any sort, give me a ringling.
She's here.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm still here, but hopefully not for long.
Yes.
Next question: where do you live?
I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And this time last year, I actually recorded this episode in the closet because we did not have most of our furniture yet and everything was echoey and we were still sleeping on an air mattress. I have a picture of me recording this episode in a closet.
And now you have oranges.
Now I put oranges up in my house, but I'm probably not going to be here for too much longer, but TBD.
At first, I thought you meant the oranges, and I was like, okay.
I spent a lot of time stringing them up, so I hope they're there. A lot of time.
I was going to ask you to elaborate, but honestly, I think it's better if you don't.
Well?
I still live in Los Angeles. The devil's asshole.
Yum.
Okay. What is your relationship status? Can I tell you what? This is the first note that I made on my list. You know what my note says?
Yeah.
It says, not.
Good.
So that's my relationship status, is not.
I'd say that's accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in the same relationship I was in last year. So I'm in a long-term relationship.
But longer term this time.
But now it's been a 1 year longer.
All right. This is where it starts getting difficult.
Oh, juicy. Yeah, I was looking at this one earlier and I had to like scroll through our social media to try to remember.
I have not prepared for this particular question. What was the best part about this year pod-wise?
Okay, I was looking because I read this question and then suddenly my mind went blank and I couldn't remember anything we had done this year.
Classic.
So I ran through all the big stuff that happened and I think the best one is New York Comic Con.
Mm-hmm. I think so. I also think this one is selfish, but like when we went to Austin to work on the book, but maybe it's just selfish because I got to go on vacation and like I actually got to see you. Like, I don't really know if that was the best part pod wise or just,
but
like,
it was podcast related because we went to work. Well, because this year we also there were chickens in our yard. This year we announced the book because
was that this year?
Well, I remember when we were recording this episode, we knew we were signing the contract, but we hadn't signed it yet, I don't think. So I think it was this year. It's our like pin tweet. Let me go look.
Would you like to know something fun? I have not looked at the book since we were in Austin.
That does not shock me at all.
Kayla's well aware of this. She's been begging me for a month now read the chapter she wrote.
Okay, no, we announced it on December 8th, so like right after this episode came out
today
last year.
Today is December 8th.
Sarah! I'm going to retweet this. Ooh. I'm going to retweet it.
Fuck, we got to finish that thing.
I don't want to talk about that. Speaking of, what's the worst thing that happened this year, pod-wise?
What is the worst thing that happened this year, pod-wise? I feel like the answer is always just fucking drama.
Yeah, and, like, I think
it's stuff that you guys don't necessarily see or hear about, because why would we tell you?
It's just like the behind the scenes work. Yeah. I think I was just talking to my therapist about this actually today because I talk about you all to my therapist.
Incredible.
Just that like as we get bigger, I think there's just like more pressure and more stress to like do everything good and perfect when.
And people have certain expectations for us that may or may not be grounded in reality.
Yeah, I think just like when we started, it didn't matter what the quality of anything was or like what we did because we were just doing it for us. And so it's been a hard transition. I think especially this year because like this past like 2 years, I think, is when we've like grown the most. So
mm-hmm.
it's been like a big adjustment, I think, just like stress wise.
Yeah.
But it's like a, I don't know, I don't want to sound like whiny about it. Like, it's a good thing. It's just like, it's like with yeah. any job, you know, it's just you have to manage growing the stress pains. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the worst part about this year personally?
Well, I guess I moved here last year, but settling into Baton Rouge was during COVID was, to be very frank, terrible because it was mid COVID, so we couldn't go outside. We didn't have friends. Me and Dean were just like stuck in this like empty house together. And it was like detrimental to all parts of our lives for a very long time. Wasn't cute.
I mean, for me, this year has been kind of a blur, especially the first half of the year. Like, the first half of the year didn't exist.
It really didn't, did it?
No.
It wasn't until, like, the summer, I feel like, that I was like,
it wasn't until we were fucking vaccinated.
Yeah, you know what? True. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't want to say, like, just, like, the quarantine of it all was, because it wasn't worse than last year. It wasn't.
But it was just different, I think.
It was different. It was because you were like, fuck, this is a long haul thing.
Right, because you were like, at first quarantine was like fun, and then it was scary, mm-hmm. and then it kept going, and then when this year started and it was still going, it's just like extra, mm-hmm. instead of like scared, it's just depressed about it now.
Yeah. We're about to enter year three.
Yeah. We don't need to talk about that.
okay. What was the best part about this year personally?
Can I have multiple answers?
Sure.
We got Gnocchi the cat this year.
Yes.
And I mean, other than Pods, I would put like Austin and New York Comic Con up there too. But like
mm-hmm.
for overall, I think just like the friends that I made this year.
Yeah.
Or like grew more with this year.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my exact answer from last year.
I mean, so, yeah, I feel like I'm very similar boat. I am glad that I got to spend more time with my family this year and see more of my extended family, because last year I didn't really see any of my extended family at all.
Yeah.
And I have a very close extended family, a very big one, but close. So it was very good to actually see people. And I was glad that I actually got to go home more often. Total time spent at home last year technically was more, because I was just home for a month and a half straight.
Yeah.
But I think being able to have gone home on multiple different occasions, and actually travel sometimes was, I mean, I fucking hate, I'm never taking a red eye again.
But now you know.
Literally must,
you learned. You learned.
I didn't want to do it to begin with, but it was my only option. And boy, howdy, was it bad.
Sometimes we must.
Sometimes we get so fucking sick after taking a red eye. Anyway, rate your mental health 1 to 10.
This one, I feel like, changes depending on the week. Because I have a similar question to this that I do with my therapist, and it is just always different. Currently, today, I would say like a 7.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see what I said last year. I would honestly probably say a 7 too, which is...
Twins! Oh my God.
Last year I said 4.5.
Okay, specific. What did I say last year?
You said 6.5.
Okay, 1.5%. Let's go, baby. That's like, shocking. There's no way that was true last year. What was I on? There's no way that was true.
I mean, it's been established that we're both bad at ranking things 1 to 10. So
I hate doing 1 to 10.
Take that's, everything yeah, that's with fair. A grain of salt.
Yeah.
No, my sister pretends to be a bot. Usually on Wednesdays, she didn't do it today. In my group chat with me and my cousins, and asks us to rate our mental health on a scale of 1 to 10. And There's, it's every week is a fun new surprise.
I bet. It sounds great.
I'm sorry. My sister doesn't pretend to be a bot. A bot emails, a bot texts me from my sister's phone.
Okay.
Mysteriously from her number.
That's crazy. How'd that happen?
I know.
How'd that get in there?
How confident are you in your identity, 1 to 10?
6.
6. That was me repeating yours, that's not yes, my answer.
I guess.
Seven and a half.
Really?
So, I mean, this is me we're talking about, Kayla. Like, I am way more comfortable just not knowing and not caring.
I guess. Just what is it that you're not confident about?
I don't know. I mean, I know I'm Arrowace. That I'm sure about that. But sometimes we just think about gender and we say, what does it all mean?
And see, and here's where my prediction comes in. That's all I'm saying.
I know that's where your prediction comes from. I know that.
What was my answer last year? I feel like it was probably like 10.
You said 8.
What was I question? This is just proof that I don't know how to rate things. Because like where, what was the question? What was it? Kayla, what was it?
I don't know.
I'd love to know what I thought I was questioning.
Okay. Next question is, how comfortable do you feel in your own body, 1 to 10?
I don't know. What did I rate this last year?
You said 6.
Okay. I would say maybe like an 8. It's definitely gone up since last year, I think.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know that I gave a number last year. Now that I'm looking. I think I feel better than I did last year. Like, I've gotten better at, like, just not caring about how my body itself looks and, like, letting myself not care sometimes. Not always.
Yeah.
Y'all, imagine if that was always. But I think how comfortable I feel in my own body, on the other hand, my note says this. But also, I've gotten more gender. More specific with gender. That's my note. No, I don't think I told you this, Kayla, but like at one, because I've had short hair since like the summer, right?
Yeah.
And at a certain point this year, I was suddenly like, Sarah with long hair is not correct. Like, cut it off.
No, we talked about this.
Well, but have I told you about how if I go back and now I look at a picture of myself with long hair, I'm like, no, that's not right.
Oh, that's good.
Like that, that's not Sarah.
That's a very specific feeling.
Not like in like a super dysphoric way, but just in like a that's not correct sort of thing. And like since I did chop my hair off, like it's not like I look in the mirror and I'm like, who's this bitch? But
I feel like that makes a lot of sense for you personality wise, though, because like, as we've said, you're the kind of person that like once you make up your mind, like that's how it is. So
I guess. But like the past couple years, I would do that thing where I would just let my hair grow really long and then I would chop it and then I would let it grow really long and then I would chop it. So like, I don't know. This is the first time that I've ever had that feeling of like, this is wrong. This way that I looked was wrong and not correct. So it was just kind of weird in two different directions.
It is very interesting.
Yeah. So once again, I'm not going to give a number because.
Okay.
How often do you should? I personally don't have time to should.
That must
and
be
not
nice.
In a good way.
Oh.
In like a mind. Bad way.
Okay. Never mind. Taking it back. I don't know. Okay, here's the thing, y'all, is I told my therapist about shoulding, and now she uses it against me, and it's really annoying, because, like, it was my thing, and now she'll ask me, like, we'll be in a session, and she'll be like, so what are your shoulds, like, what's the should situation with this? And I'm like, Monique, that was my thing, now you're using it against me for my health.
Oh, no.
Awful, awful stuff. No. I feel like I am slowly, I don't know how often I do it, but I do feel like because it's something my therapist brings up so often that I am thinking about it more of like, oh, am I doing it?
I would say I'm thinking about just writing the book has made me think about shoulding more because like the thesis of the book is don't should. Spoiler. What?
Crazy from us. That's wild.
What? And so, like, it's just kind of been at the back of my head more. So I think I'm shoulding less, but I'm also just not shoulding as much because I don't have time to should because I keep falling asleep with all my lights on.
Yeah, you really. We should make that a question. Like, how often do you be falling asleep with your lights on?
I hate it so bad.
I know.
What do you want most for the A-Spec community in the next year?
I think just more diversity in loud voices. I'd like there to be more loud voices, and I'd like them to be diverse.
Mm. I would like peace.
Okay. All right.
And I don't just mean like I want everyone to agree with each other, because like that's never gonna happen. But it's not, on the whole, it's not constructive to be having intra-community drama all the time. And so I just want some good old peace.
Yes. Well, because yeah, there's a difference between drama and constructive criticism and discussion.
Yeah.
And one of those things is great and good and please come to us with it. And the other is just like, what are we doing here?
The other is just, in my opinion, a waste of time and energy. What gives you hope?
I don't know.
I think for me it's largely the same as last year, which is just like young people and change makers who are trying to make change.
Yeah, it's like, wait, I was thinking of that too, and I was like, I know that's what I said last year, but I think it's the same thing.
But like, I think it's still true because shit's still fucked, and I'm, how do I say this tactfully? As things have started to get back to quote unquote normal, and we've been able to see more human people, I've been once again exposed to more just like, you know, middle-aged white man opinions. And that reminds me of how much I personally think that those opinions on the whole suck. But like, it still gives me hope that like there are people who are like trying to change that shit. Like, as much as it sucks and as much as we don't have the upper hand necessarily, I'm just glad that people are trying to make things better. Even if, you know, the middle-aged and old white men won't, someone will. And I don't want to say we're just waiting for them to die, but
yeah, I think a joke. I think I've come into, I'm like in more contact with younger people this past year because of work. Like, I spend a lot of time talking to high schoolers about like college and stuff, but also just like spending time with them on like TikTok or Discord. And it's so clear that these kids like know what they're doing and are using social media in a specific way to get things done. And then there are other people I'm interacting with just like in life in general who like discount that stuff, or like it's rotting your brain, or all these think pieces about like, what is this app doing to your child? And it's like, there's just such a disconnect. And it's like, I'm with these kids every day and I know what they're doing. And people just don't see that.
I mean, the kids at this point think I'm geriatric, but I'm
it's okay.
But like, the kids, I'm with them over the older folks any day.
Yeah. There was kids in my work Discord. One of them was calling the other one elderly because one of them was a senior in high school. And I was like, wait till you hear how old I am. And they
wait
just laughed
till
at
you
me.
Hear this.
They just laughed.
I am no longer the baby at work. I'm the second oldest at work.
That is tragic.
Yeah, so it's, you know,
I'm still baby.
I'm the second oldest, and I'm the assistant who has been there the longest. So
you gotta get out of there, man.
I gotta get out.
Too old.
At least we don't have any 2000 babies yet.
Oh, disgusting.
Yet, got a bunch of 99s. What are you most worried about right now?
Currently, I guess my family, just due to some like health stuff going on.
Yeah, valid. Mine's very selfish. I'm concerned about like my career and my future.
I don't think that's selfish. I think that's very normal and good.
You know, compared to last year though, it's really selfish.
Well,
last year I said Where did it go? Oh, last year I said mass preventable dying occurring because people in governments are selfish and irresponsible. And then this year I'm like, heavy. I'm worried about my career.
Okay, well, but we can't take the world on our shoulders all the time, you know?
Yeah. I'm still worried about that, but slightly less.
Yeah.
Like, still a lot worried, but less. A year from now, where do you hope the pod will be?
I hope the book will be done.
It fucking better be.
Better be, or we're past our deadline.
Or we have a problem.
Or we have a contractual issue. I don't know. I hope
it'll be on the internet and in your ears and in real life to as much of an extent as it can be.
Yes. I also hope that we get more like logistical support in some way.
Yeah.
I want like, we need like an assistant or a producer or something because it's getting wild up in here.
Yeah. A year from now, where do you hope you will be?
Not Louisiana. The goal is to be living in a city like with some friends, like all in the same house, which will hopefully be happening soon if a bunch of things go right. But basically, that's where I'd like to be.
I would like to be at a job that isn't killing me. But is moving my career forward. I would also like to have health insurance.
Which you have health insurance?
I will have health insurance regardless because I'll still be on my mom's. But
that's wild.
We just like this is a fun surprise. We're just now getting dental.
Oh my god.
And we're not even supposed to know yet. The only reason we know is because we're assistants and we're on every phone call and we're everywhere.
Your job is wild.
Anyway, don't tell my boss I already know that. Of course, I'm just trying to leave the company, though, so, you know.
Don't think it really matters at this point.
What is something that you couldn't do this year that you hope to be able to do next year?
Well, I was able to travel this year, but I think just like more long distance travel, I guess. Like I traveled a lot semi-locally, but like more like going to LA, going like to vacation. See friends. Yes. Like longer vacations or like more travel to see distant friends. Because this year, like I traveled a lot, but it wasn't, except for like Austin. It wasn't to go see anyone, really.
Yeah. That was a work trip.
Yeah. For business women only.
Business women. So I when I was at work today, I went back to the transcript to see what I said last year for this question. And I read what I said. And I very nearly started crying in my workplace.
Uh-oh. Because
I said, quote, I really want to go to a BTS concert, but honestly, I don't even know that that'll happen next year.
Aww.
You know what did happen?
Just last week. Twice.
Yes. And I consider myself very lucky to have been able to do that and to have that be an option for me. So now I'm just emo. But what is something that I couldn't do this year that I hope to be able to do next year?
Have health insurance.
I have health insurance.
Just said you didn't.
No, I have health insurance through my... I'm hoping that my next job also has health insurance as well.
Okay, have your own health insurance. How about that?
I don't know. I hope to write more, maybe.
You know what's something that we literally weren't able to do this year? Is finish in our book. And next year,
Surgery Bestie.
We will get
we
to.
Have to.
We simply have to.
What's the one thing that you want out of next year? So last year I said a vaccine, like a widely available vaccine, and we got that. But we got that. And so this year, what I want is for the vaccine to become widely available to people who don't live in rich countries. And I want for people to get the vaccine, whether by force or by choice, I don't really care.
Oh my God. Someone's going to come find you. You can't be saying things like that.
The Austrians are mad. No, that's why people in Austria are mad, is because the government's like, bro, you have to do this. Anyway. Classic. But that's what I want. Yeah, I mean, there is no returning to normal at this point. But I want to have a happier normal.
That's my mine was going to be very selfish. So
I gave a selfish one before. Better. Go for it.
I just want like more like inner peace, you know?
I don't think that's selfish. Because inner peace comes from outer peace too.
I guess, but it's like way more selfish than being like, I want poor people to get vaccinated. Like that's like, a very like Miss America answer.
But that's selfish too though. Because, you know, if the reason we have the Omicron variant is because people who were unvaccinated is because those people like the what's it called?
Yeah.
Virus? Virus. But like that evolved and changed in those people that didn't have vaccines. And so the more people that have vaccines, the fewer new strains we're going to get, which is better for me. Like, it's not entirely selfless.
I guess.
What's the one thing, or what's one thing that made this year better?
Friends.
Yeah. Mine's kind of similar to the question before, where I got to see my family this year. I got to see more friends this year. Also, I live with a cat now.
Excellent stuff.
Excellent. And one thing that I actually thought of as we were talking earlier was, me joining Stan Twitter has made this year better.
I'm so happy for you.
It's also made it more painful in some ways. But on the whole, it has made the year better. I have hung out with people that I know from the World Wide Web, and had a grand time. And I'm very grateful for people who you can just yell about the things that you're way too obsessed with, and you can just yell with them and they get it. Like I mean, I will yell at Kayla and at our friend yes. Miranda about,
I can't quite yell back, you know.
Right, like I will absolutely do that, but you know, it is also nice to have someone who can yell about those same things back and get it and be absolutely unhinged with you. So
A one I just thought of that is a recent development is I've started ranting on like my close friend story on Instagram, which just yeah. like seems like a very like, I don't know, unhelpful thing to do. But it honestly has made me feel a lot better because there's like things I want to like rant about to my friends. But like it's not that just my friends follow me on social media or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm. there's certain parts of my life that not everyone needs to know.
And not everyone should know.
Not everyone, don't yeah. should. Don't should. And so it's been, like, very cathartic to, like, talk about stuff that, like, before I hadn't really been talking about as much. And just have people be like, yeah, man, you're okay. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could give the you from a year ago advice, what would it be?
For
me, I would say, like, buckle down, hunker in. Like, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but there's also another tunnel at the end of the tunnel. And so, like, there will be light and there will be good things, but there will also be more fucking tunnels, and you need to be prepared for that.
Yeah. I, like, this one's getting me emotional for some reason, but
you cried much earlier than this last year, so don't worry about
it. Oh, I know, because, well, that's the thing, is because I'm remembering the state I was in at this time last year that was like tough. So I don't know, I feel like I would just tell me from a year ago to just like just to wait, and that like I guess similarly that like it'll all, you know, work out.
Mm-hmm. Things won't be great all the time, but they will be good sometimes, and that is yeah. worth it. What's something you're putting off doing right now?
Christmas shopping.
I need to make an appointment with my psychiatrist because I am going to run out of Prozac before the end of the year. But I don't have an appointment.
Yeah, that's, yes.
Yeah, I also was putting off paying to renew my license plates. And at the beginning of this podcast, I was just writing a check while I was waiting for Kayla. So,
yeah,
that's adulthood. Why do you do the pod?
I'm assuming this answer is the same as last year, I think. Mm-hmm. One big reason is it's like the best way to keep in contact with you regularly, mm-hmm. and keep me accountable for that. And then the other is like for the people it helps, like, you know, we continue to get messages about, you know, how we help people like feel more confident or kind of come to terms with their identity or just like entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of what I could say that was different from my answer last year, because like everything that I said last year still stands. And what I came up with was like, why do I do the pod? Why not? Like, it helps people. It makes people happy. Yeah. There is a sacrifice on my end, but the reward is so much greater. So why would I not?
Yeah, I was kind of talking to that about that, like to my therapist today, just because we were talking about, you know, like general stress from the work and everything. We were kind of talking about, like, what would it take for us to stop? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't know. We've never, like, talked about stopping. I was like, the only thing I could see right now that would stop us is if, like, you know, other things got super stressful in our life. Or the other thing I said is that, like, if our core group of listeners, like, especially the people that, like, hang out in our Discord and, like, talk to us every week and, like, kind of have listened to every episode. I was like, if those people started hating us for whatever reason, like, that would be it. Like, if we lose those core people, like, that means we have done something really bad and it's time to go.
Yeah, it's time to be done. Yeah. Also, if one of us died, I think we would probably stop.
Wait, didn't we talk about that recently? I don't know if we talked about it, like, while recording. But we were like, if one of us died, would we, like, continue for a bit as if like this is what she would have wanted, or would I don't know that I would either. I definitely know you wouldn't. Or would it be like I can't do it without her, we must stop? I think it would stop. There's no way. There's too much work.
Sum up the year in one song.
Oh god, okay, let me look at songs.
I made my choice, and it was like an instinctive thing that I was like, is this the right call? But then I was like, we listen to our gut. So my one song is Permission to Dance by BTS. Of course it's a BTS song, guys.
That's crazy.
And not because it's my favorite BTS song that came out this year, because it's not. They released two songs this year, and it is not my favorite of the two. But the song is very hopeful, and it's very like a self-aware about pandemic, and seeing BTS live, this was the last show, the last song that they did in the encore, and on the last day, and it's just like so fun, you're just like having a good time, you're dancing, we don't need permission to dance, bitch. And on the last day they did their little speeches before the last song, as they always do, but they were like especially emotional because it was the last concert, and they talked about like how much they had missed performing and like getting to do normal things, and how they don't know when they'll be able to do it again because of Omicron, and it was just very emotional. And then when they performed Permission to Dance after that, it like hit different. It was like a weird bittersweet thing. And so I think that just kind of sums up like that, you know, this year we had some of that light and some, but more tunnels are coming, and more light also, but more tunnels and more tunnel lights, more light tunnels.
It's a lot of lights in the tunnels. A lot of lights.
Put lights in the tunnels.
Please. God, it's so dark in here.
Please.
I'm going to do ones that I don't like sum up my year, I guess, rather than like the year in general.
I mean, that was my year.
Okay, well, there you go. I would say anything from Bo Burnham's inside.
Oh my God, can I tell you something very funny?
Yes.
I was driving home from work today, and That Funny Feeling by Bo Burnham from Inside came on shuffle. I had my entire library on shuffle, which is a real gamble every time. Mm-hmm. And it played that. And you know what the next song that it played was?
No.
Are you familiar with the tune Sexy Can I?
No.
I will play you the beginning of this song. So,
okay.
So imagine this. Picture this. You are listening to the end of That Funny Feeling. It's just, you know, it's just, we're fading out. It's very, you know, introspective. And then suddenly, let me just move my mic so the computer hears it. Sexy can I wait. That's what I heard.
That would be jarring.
It was. Anyway, sorry. That just happened to me just today. Just a few hours ago. Anyway, what were you... Sorry, I really derailed this.
Yes. Yeah, I would say anything from Inside... Or the song Vienna by Billy Joel.
A bop.
It is a bop.
Quality, and a banger. Quality song. And the Ariana Grande cover from like 2012 is really fucking good.
I don't think I've heard that.
It was, I actually knew that version well before I knew the Billy version well. They're both very excellent. Ending fun, what's the most memorable thing the Aloes did this year? So last year we had trouble with this one because a year is a long time. And this year I was like, fuck, I didn't prepare for this. But just today, my friend Stina, who has started, she was the friend who was starting from the very beginning, but listening so slowly.
Yes.
But like it was taking her months to get through like three episodes. She finally gave up on that and listened to one of our recent episodes. So she might actually hear this. Hi, Stina. But she texted me today and she said she was reading an article about cat behavior. And it said, quote, although in multi-cat households, cats may choose to exhibit affection by aloe grooming, licking each other, unquote. And she goes, she's trying to figure out how aloe grooming is related to allonormative. So what I think the most memorable things the Aloes did this year was just, like, them grooming each other again, you know?
Yeah, just licking.
Like, why do they do that?
This makes me think of a news story I heard. And, you know, there's no way to know if this woman was aloe, but we can just say that for the sake of this. Is that on a plane, a woman was breastfeeding her cat. And the flight attendants had to, like, deal with that. And apparently it was not the first time this has happened on a plane.
Boy,
so,
howdy.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Great. Both fantastic answers. Final question. What's one thing you would like to say to our listeners?
I just, like, thank you? I don't know.
Yeah. I would also say keep wearing masks indoors. Get your vax. Get your booster. Get your flu shot. I'm boosted. Are you boosted?
Not yet. No, I need to get boosted.
Get boosted, bitch.
I know. Yeah, I don't know. I would just say, like, thank you for sticking with us. As I feel like as the years go on, we get even more chaotic and even less on theme. So props to you for being here, I guess.
We've run out of topics.
We really have.
And also, we see each other way less. So, like, the chaos that just exists in the void between us gets transferred into the podcast medium.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay. Kayla, what's our poll for this week? Why do the aloes groom each other?
We're not doing that. I mean, I think the one we probably did last year was, like, how have you changed in the past year?
Yeah.
Which I think would
be
good
again. Or, like, what was the best part of this year for you?
It's a good one.
Yeah. You can tell us about your beef. Nope. Well, you can, but first we have to say ours. Kayla, what is your beef and your juice this week?
one I'm writing.
Okay, I'll start. My beef and my juice is the same thing. It's the fact that all of the members of BTS just got Instagram accounts fucking suddenly. Personal Instagram accounts for themselves. They have never had this. They're... Hybe was like, oh, they're going on a break. Let them have a break. And we were like, okay, maybe we should also take a break as ARMY. Maybe we should, because last time when they were on break, the only other time they've been on break, ARMY got very bored and out of our minds. We were like, maybe we should take a break too. And then you know what they did? They all got fucking personal Instagrams and keep fucking posting on them. And I'm going to lose my mind.
I am now it's on too Sarah's much. Close Instagram Close friends Instagram story that is just BTS.
I made a close friends Instagram story. Just purely for this. For the purpose of being unhinged about BTS. Not that many people are on it. So, like, if you're not on it, don't feel bad. Because, like, that's really all you're missing.
Exclusive club.
But, no, my friend Derek is on it. Surprise. And he, like, responded to something. And he was like, because I said something about how the only place I'm more unhinged is my Stan Twitter. And he was like, well, now I want to see what your Stan Twitter is. And I was like, Derek, you don't. Like, you don't need or want that, you know?
Sometimes Sarah sends me tweets from it. And then I'll, like, take a little look at what's going on. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Also, just, you know, my lovely mutuals just do nothing but enable me. So.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? That's both my beef and my juice. What about you?
My juice is that I had a very good weekend. We did all in one day. Me and Dean did one of those like pottery painting things. And then I bought some fancy clothes.
You did pot?
Yeah, we did pot.
What? Got him.
Well. and then I bought some fancy clothes for fancy Christmas party I'm going to this weekend. And then we got hibachi. And when I tell you these hibachi people gave me, so hibachi, if you don't know, is an American Japanese, I guess, I'm sure they do this in actual Japan. I don't know. Anyway, it's a restaurant you go to and they cook your food in front of you on like a little grill and they do like tricks with their knives and shit. It's a good time. But they gave me so much food that I had to take 2 takeout containers home. It took me until yesterday to finish, and we went on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday was Tuesday.
I went to Korean barbecue for the first time, like, 2 weeks ago with my, like, Twitter friends who were in town for BTS. And I just remembered again that I still owe them money.
Oh.
Because, look, Jenny, I keep asking Jenny, how much money do I owe you? And she's like, I don't know yet. I haven't figured it out.
Jenny.
And I'm like, girl, it's been like almost 2 weeks. Please just let me pay you. Anyway.
My beef, Jenny. My beef is that I have to go pee and also it just got hot in here.
Okay, time to end the pod. You can tell us about your beef, your juice, your neighborhood, Jenny.
And how your year was. Jenny. She's very nice.
What?
I work with a Jenny. She's very nice.
Oh. Well, I know this Jenny because they were one of the people that Poto told me to follow.
Well, there you go.
And now we're BFFLs and she enables me.
Sorry, I was yawning.
I will never forgive you for this indiscretion. Social media, Sounds Fake Pod. We also have Patreon, patreon.com/soundsfakepod. Our $5 patrons who we are promoting this week are James, Corinne, Alice is in Space, Sky Simpson, and Brooke Siegel. Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are David Nurse, who is... I don't think David ever told us an actual thing to promote other than...
I'm not telling you.
Other than the sweater situation.
Yes.
And Sharonda J. Brown.
No. There is. Let me look. There
did
is.
They? Well, also Sharonda J. Brown, who doesn't promote anything, but Sharonda.
I can't find it. Where is it?
We will promote on her behalf. Just her Twitter. It's good. Also promoting something this week is Arkness, who would like to promote the Trevor Project. You got anything? Any?
I could have swore.
Any bites?
It's somewhere. I don't know what messages.
Okay. Well, David hit us up, and we'll say it next week.
Somewhere, dude.
Our other $10 patrons are Benjamin Ibarra, Anonymous, My Aunt Jeannie, Cass, Doug Rice, H. Feldy, Spearfoot Backpacker, The Steve, R.E.K., Maddie, Derek, and Carissa, Kadir, Potato, Changeling, Max, David J., The Stubby Tech, Rosie Costello, Hector Murillo, and that's it. Our $15 patrons are Nathaniel White, NathanielDWhiteDesign.com, my mom Julie, who likes to promote Free Mom Hugs, Sarah Jones, who's at Eternal Lolly Everywhere, Martin Giselle, who likes to promote podcast, everyone special and known as Layla, who likes to promote Love is Love, also playing the air people, Shrubbery, who likes to promote the planet Earth, Maggie Bubble, who likes to promote their dogs Mini, Leia, and Loki, Andrew Hillam, who likes to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Click for Caroline, who likes to promote the documentary Ace of Hearts, and the fact that she recently just photoshopped herself in front of some mountains.
Very good stuff.
Great Instagram post. Kayla's aunt, Nina, who would like to promote Kayla's cousins, art at katemaggart.art. Cool.
On Instagram.
On that Instagram, at katemaggart.art. Period art, I guess. And yes. Dragonfly, who would like to promote the consumption of carrots. Our $20 patrons are Sarah T, who would like to promote Long Walks Outside, and Sabrina Hawk / Sabrina Hawk's parents. Merry Christmas,
Sabrina. Where are you?
Where are you, Sabrina? Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more of us in your ears, and next year for this again.
Yes, I was so confused. I was like, are we not releasing another episode till next year? Who didn't tell me? Anyway, until then, take good care of your cows.